Hello everyone, you're very welcome along on this latest edition of the Open Country Audio Walks with me, Tom. You join me on what is a bit of a dull day, I must be honest. It started off a lot worse though, there was rain overnight. But the clouds have started to thin a little bit and I feel that our prospects for this walk today are quite promising. You never know, by the end we might even see a glimpse of sunshine, which really would cap it off nicely. The walk that you join me on today is going to be around an abandoned water treatment works plant. Now, you may be thinking at this point, Tom, you're not really selling it to me. In fact, it sounds like you're scraping the barrel a little bit there. But I think quite the contrary. I think we could be in for quite a treat today. I'm always amazed at how nature can take hold, especially around man-made things that are no longer in use. And I think evidence of that will be in abundance on this walk today. Already, despite the hum of industry in the background, the bird song just pierces through. I think that's a good omen for everything that we're going to experience along the way today. Water. The sound of it is quite calming in many ways, especially as it just trickles over the rocks. And it's quite a pertinent element on today's audio walk, because if it wasn't for water, then the treatment works wouldn't have existed in the first place, and the landscape that we'll be walking through would not look as it does today. Over the years, it's just been sculpted by human hand. Even the river that I'm currently stood up to my ankles in, you'll be pleased that I'm wearing my Wellington boots once again, so I'm keeping nice and toasty and dry. But even this valley where I'm standing now has been sculpted by the river, the natural element, but also by man as well. In front of me, there's a huge bank. And under it, there's a concrete archway which is channeling the water of this stream down towards where the water treatment works once stood. If it was a summer's day and the water was in less spate than it is at the moment, I'd probably attempt to get through the tunnel because although it's not my height, I could probably duck down quite easily and follow the line of it down. Because the path that we'll be continuing on this walk is actually at the other side of this tunnel. Although I'm not feeling that adventurous today, I think I might slip and damage my recording equipment. So the next time you hear from me, hopefully we'll be safe and sound and walked over the ridge and down the other side to meet the stream once again at the other side of the tunnel. There we go, we've made it nice and safely back down to the stream. It was quite a boggy, slippery, steep path down, but thankfully managed to keep upright and now back on the nice level ground following the bank of the stream as it flows down into the valley beyond. If I peer round the edge of the tunnel, I can see the light at the end of it where we started a little while ago. I must remind myself to come back in the summer and attempt to get through it. The other thing that struck me as we've dropped down into this wooded valley is the smell of the wild garlic, which is just starting to come through. It's a real icon of early spring. These flat, sprouting, beautifully verdant green leaves coming out of the ground that give off this really pungent, garlicky smell. If you're not a fan of garlic, then you probably pleased that we don't have smelly audio, but for me as a real fan of garlic, it just adds that springtime atmosphere to the air and makes me think of warmer days to come. In contrast to that, at my feet there's lots of disposed tyres, like car and trailer and motorbike tyres, all dug into the earth. And it's just, again, that reminder that although we're walking through a natural world, it is always going to be sculpted by human hand. It's never really nice to see elements that aren't going to biodegrade littering the landscape. But as I look at them, nature is taking over them. There's moss growing on them. There are little green shoots in the middle of them that are coming up out of the ground. And I suppose it's despite the ugliness of these man-made objects strewn on the riverbank, it's heartening in a sense that nature is using them as a home, which I suppose we've got to take heart from, really. As we continue to follow the stream down the valley, we've been met with more reminders of this industrial landscape. To our left, there are these huge concrete blocks which have little arched iron bars coming out of them, where they've obviously been used to lift them by huge plant machinery. They certainly couldn't be lifted by people, that's for certain. They're probably about 3 metres long by 2 metres wide and a good half a metre thick. It would have been used at one point to block off the road, because on one of them there's a very mossy road closed sign that I can just make out through the green of that moss. And in front of us, we're just about to go through this huge iron gateway, which is heavily padlocked, but the footpath just nips round the side of it, so don't worry, we're not breaking or entering or anything like that. Again, in contrast to that industrialness, we've got these really established oak trees on our left-hand side, and beyond there, a few beautifully dense green yew trees that, of course, are evergreen, so it punctuates this winter landscape with a beautiful, subtle, dark green glow. The path in front winds on through these beautiful trees and is tempting us further on, so I suppose we ought to go with our gut and follow this beautiful woodland path. We've now reached this beautifully serene fish pond, or at least it used to be a fish pond. It's now just a derelict body of water with overgrown trees reaching across it. I'm reliably informed that the local hall, which is now training offices and just over the field behind us, used to be a convent. And this fish pond was part of the recreation area around the convent. Again, it just reminds us how human history shapes the landscape that we live in. As we leave the wooded area, views of the valley in front of us have just opened up. You can see the river snaking through the hills that sit above it, some of them clad with trees, others with bare open moorland, which looks quite desolate and bleak on a winter's day like today. to our left, there's a wide open expanse of boggy marshland. And in it, there's these willow trees that are just poking up out of the brown, barren land. And at their feet is an area of water. We have had quite a lot of rain and snow recently, so this area looks like it's very much a floodplain. Some of the water is actually still frozen, although I've taken a layer off today because it's getting a bit more mild as we work towards the spring. As I look up into the sky, there's a buzzard circling above the trees in front of us. In fact, there's two. I can see three buzzards. Wow. It's not something you see every day. They're obviously making use of that warming air and circling on those thermals. We thought we had a good view of the valley. I bet they have an even better one. We've now made it to what was once the hub of the old water treatment works. As I look out over the valley beyond, there's a series of humongous pipes that lie across the ground heading across towards the river, which must have once taken excess water and dumped it in the water course. At the end of it, there's these two large blue painted valves that obviously would have once been sluice valves to let the water out through the pipes. Despite the pipes snaking across the valley floor, they're almost being engulfed now by the brambles which are growing over them and the long grasses. Maybe if I return in the summer, you might not even be able to see them as the undergrowth takes over. You may have just been hearing those buzzards again there, which are circling almost directly above my head. I've got an absolutely fantastic view of them now. There's only two now, though. I'm not sure where that third one has gone. Maybe they've seen it off. After looking up at those buzzards, I don't really want to look to my right, where there's the old water treatment tanks and some buildings which are daubed in graffiti. I think I'll look back up to the sky and enjoy this aerial show that these beautiful birds are putting on for us. We've now left the buzzards behind. And we're back under the cover of dense ancient woodland. Sprawling out in front of us is a mass of ancient oak and beech trees, which are stretching high into the sky above us. The woodland is punctuated by these dense, prickly holly trees. And again, those signs of spring are showing through as I can see the sprouts, the green sprouts of bluebells coming up. I bet this will be a wonderful sight to see when all of those flowers come out later on in the spring. And just on cue, the sun starts to break through the clouds. I said at the beginning we might be lucky enough to see some sun, didn't I? And there we go. It's graced us with its presence. As we walk through this woodland, it also feels like we've left the industry behind as well. It's very much a distant memory as we walk through this natural wonderland. As we continue our loop around the old water treatment works, as quickly as the sun came out, we've now been hit by a short, sharp shower. The sun is still out, actually. I'm looking round to see if I can see a rainbow. which usually happens in these sort of conditions, but I can't see one at the moment. Anyway, we've made it now onto a very muddy, boggy path that is running along the top of the old water treatment works. And I look through the rhododendron bushes and a few oak trees on my right-hand side. I can see the old sewage tanks from the water treatment works, which are now just a sea of crumbling concrete and bending metalwork that's warping over time. And again, it's wonderful to see how nature's taking over, with moss and grasses growing out of every conceivable gap in the concrete, and trees sprouting from the metal walkways that crisscross this very linear landscape. The one thing about nature is it isn't linear at all, and it's nice to see it breaking up that man-made view across the valley in front of me. As I look around to my left, away from the industrial workings, it's a sea once again of willow trees. And as we head towards the spring, as I keep mentioning, which I'm obviously yearning for, you can see lovely fluffy buds on the end of the branches, ready to burst forth and change the colour of this very brown landscape as it is at the moment to a beautiful verdant green. The rain seems to have stopped again now, so I can come away from this shelter and carry on along this very muddy path. In front of us now is what looks like a pillbox, one of those defensive concrete structures you often see on the coast or dotted in farmland that were used during the war as bunkers to protect vital UK assets, or indeed the UK itself. But this one isn't a pillbox, it's actually an old pumping station which was part of the old water treatment works, and dotted around here are quite a few of these little structures, some of which have doorways that you can actually walk into. And this one's got a little diamond-shaped window on the side as well that you can see out of. I'm just going to check that there's nothing untoward in there, and I might have a look in there myself. It's quite small in here, actually. And a bit echoey. Could see it being the perfect place for bats to hang out and roost. Or maybe even cave spiders. There are a few webs hanging from the ceiling. But nobody home at the moment. Over the years it's been daubed with graffiti a bit. There's pink, green and purple polka dots on one side and white, green and red polka dots on the other side. The floor is unfortunately strewn with litter, but it really is an interesting little structure. Something that you don't see every day as you're out walking in the countryside, and nice to just have a little bit of an explore round. We're now heading back along a long gravel straight track back towards the stream where we started to complete the loop of this walk. And on the left hand side we met with more ancient woodland, and on the right hand side we met with more evidence of industry, although it's a bit more subtle here. There's quite a large bank which I know in the spring and summer was covered with Himalayan balsam. And beyond that, just troughs of woody grasses. which are obviously where other elements of industry once stood. And lining this track on the left-hand side are these large concrete blocks, which obviously demarcated something at one time. What that is, I'm not quite sure. But again, like we've seen all around this walk today, these little bits of industry are being taken over by nature, grown over by grass, brambles, and mosses. If you didn't look carefully into the undergrowth, you probably would miss them and not really know that they were there, especially in the summer. As we're walking today during the winter, they're very much evident, poking out through all the foliage. Well, we've now made it back to the stream where we started this walk, which seems like quite a while ago now. We seem to have experienced quite a lot today. And once again, I'm stood in the water up to my ankles, and it's now doing a brilliant job of washing my welly boots after all the mud that we've walked through along the way. It's amazing to think, really, what this water flowing through this stream has experienced over the years, as industry comes and goes and the landscape continues to change under humanity's hand. But what we have witnessed today is that no matter what happens with the landscape around us, nature will often have the last word, as it takes over things that we forget about and don't necessarily need anymore. I hope you've enjoyed joining me on this bit of a different audio walk today, but enjoyable all the same. If you'd like to hear more of these audio walks, then check out opencountry.org.uk and you'll find our full collection there, which we add to every couple of weeks or so. On the Open Country website, you can also find out more about what we do as a charity and maybe help us out with producing more of these audio walks and providing more services like this in the future by sending a donation our way. Until next time, thank you very much for listening.